I'm concerned about why we have this highly paid consultant in the first place. If we're paying close to $200 per hour for her salary, I think we should have some tangible work.
Heather Liederstorff is a Buffalo school parent and member of the Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization, trying to get answers from the state education department. When former Commissioner King appointed Elliott, the district was forced to pay for her work. Elliott is paid $190 per hour, plus reimbursements for travel. Liederstorff tells WBFO News she's not criticizing Elliott's expertise. However, as a taxpayer, Liederstorff is concerned about being forced to pay for Elliott's services without seeing results.
We should be able to get answers from the state education department. You know, teachers go through many hoops to prove that they're doing a good job. What is Judy Elliott bringing to the table?
Elliott, a former Western New Yorker, currently lives in Florida, traveling to Buffalo to conduct the work. She was handed the task of making recommendations for the city's 28 priority schools.
I'm curious as to what the principals that she's working with, you know, how often does she go to those schools? How often are they working together to get the best policies implemented for children? Money that's paid towards consultants is money that's not reaching classrooms.
But right now, would you believe that in the entire New York State, there's only one distinguished educator?
State Assemblyman John Ryan noted the legislature gave the education department the okay for hiring a distinguished educator. But Ryan says there are no clear outcomes.
The other problem is the distinguished educator has no particular mission. So we don't know what she's supposed to be doing. And she's not answerable to the superintendent or anyone else.
Elliott first arrived when Pamela Brown was serving as superintendent. But some claimed Brown did not allow Elliott to conduct her work. Ryan tells WBFO News he is in the process of drafting a letter asking the state education department not to renew Elliott's contracts.
Let's terminate this distinguished educator experiment.
Ryan accuses the state education department for a lack of transparency. Newly named Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya was cautious in responding to our question about Elliott's future contract during a recent visit to Amherst.
Her role was very defined, and so we're looking at exactly what the needs are of Buffalo and whether we should move forward in that in a duplication of that and a continuation, or whether there should be some other things that are done to support Buffalo.
School Board Majority Member Carl Palladino wants Elliott to stay. Palladino wrote a letter earlier this week to Ilya asking to reappoint her. Palladino also discounted a letter from the board's minority members pushing to end Elliott's work. Palladino accused those members of wanting the status quo. But minority school board member Barbara Seals-Nevergold says she's not received any results on Elliott's work.
And the disappointing part about Dr. Elliott's tenure is that there's been no accountability there on the part of the state with respect to her production or, her delivery of the kinds of support she was expected to deliver.
Seals-Nevergold noted Elliott's original contract was for 2 years, but extended by King for another year before he left the states.
So here we have 3 years of this consultant, and we have no evaluation to show that there was any improvement or any positive outcomes as a result of her work. And that's unacceptable.
Western New York Region's Catherine Fisher Collins says she's unable to comment on the distinguished educator's work.
I know that she's been in the district, but I understand she has more than one school that she is working with, too. Maybe that's, or I just haven't seen anything that she's accomplished.
WBFO News has reached out to Judy Elliott. She has declined recorded interviews, saying she would prefer right now to stay out of the, quote, fray of fire in politics surrounding this position. Elliott noted she has conducted 1,600 hours of work on-site over 3 years and 606 hours off-site. Elliott says it is the call of the new commissioner in going forward. For now, Elliott awaits a decision on her contract. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.